The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and every other week we bring you one of our businesses, small, medium, large, from a variety of types of businesses, manufacturing, also in the finance world, retail, restaurant services. And we learn more about our members when we engage in these conversations. And this is an important conversation because it's about a lifestyle transition for many of us at one point in our lives. And that is the idea of transitioning to downsize, to maybe offload, to create a simpler and better life as you make those kinds of transitions. Caring Transitions of Guilford is here for you. And to learn more about it, we bring in Karen Warner, who's with us. Good to have you here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you, Ray, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, it is tough to come to a point in your life when you have to say, time to get out of the big house, go into a condominium or a continuing care facility or an apartment. Maybe you have to move. Maybe you have too much clutter in your attic, maybe too much in your garage or basement. Caring Transitions offers a wide variety of services, and we'll walk through some of them in detail, but maybe overall, just give us an idea of what Caring Transition does and how you work on behalf of your clients.
Sure. So Caring Transitions of Guilford is one of the largest, most trusted businesses in the United States. Currently, there are over 300 franchises and continually growing, because we are targeting a demographic as well as a lifestyle change. So what we do is that we can help anyone that is looking to downsize, relocate, age in place. Maybe they want help with sorting, organizing, decluttering. But we like to consider ourselves the concierge white glove service. So initially, I'll have a client call me and I'll go in for a free consult and I'll just ask them what they want to do. You know, right now I'm working with many clients all over the area that I have. Actually, today I have two people in Wallingford that want to do estate sales because their parents have passed away. And they've been tasked with getting rid of everything in the house before they list the house. So I'm going to go in, basically an estate sale for them, which is going to be 2 days. But we can also do what's called an online auction. You know, a lot of people don't like people tramping through their homes or the homes of their parents. So we can take all those items. We have a very unique platform with over 800,000 subscribers that get on this platform that's called CT Bids, and everything starts at $1, and it's a really good way to make some revenue.
Yeah. Well, we know that life gets in the way of life. There are transitions all the time. It could be divorce. It could also be that children are left the house, you're an empty nester, and you need to consider what to do next, or health considerations. So you're working with people who are in their home. And there's an emotional component to this as well. So in your first meeting with somebody and you walk through the home based on what they want to do and accomplish their mission, you get to know the person because you really need to know why they're doing this. This is a very emotional part of their life because they're making this transition.
Yes, and you know what? I got to tell you, it's a struggle. I even look at my own house and think, you know, I got to get rid of stuff. I have every piece of paper from when my children were growing up. But when you are looking to downsize, be it or even relocate, be it a college student leaving the house for the first time, a couple getting married, a couple getting divorced, a older person that just said, this house is too big, my kids have left, or someone that just for health reasons needs to get into a facility that offers some kind of assist. It's hard, looking at all the stuff you've acquired over the years and decades, the memories to say, what do I need versus what do I want to keep? And when I work with everyone about that, that's basically the first question that I ask them is, okay, tell me the size of the new place you're going to, or tell me the objectives and the goals that you want to achieve. And then I will work with you on identifying what absolutely needs to go with you and what's going to stay. Currently, I'm working with a lady. She has a very large house. She's moving into an independent living facility. And, we went around and we have what's called the rules of the blue tape. So I give them that blue painter's tape and say, put a piece of tape on every item that you would like to take with you. And then I come back, I look at everything that they've decided upon, and I take measurements. I go to the facility or the apartment complex that they're going to. I get a understanding of their new apartment and the square footage, and I do what's called a 3D imaging space planning for them to see if that furniture that they selected would actually fit. And then go back to the client and say, here's a 3D image. So not only am I helping people, with the initial move. So we go in with movers, we pack everything up. It's turnkey. If you left a cup of coffee on your counter, we'll pack it. But we also unpack everything. We put everything away. We'll put that cup of coffee right back on the counter. We make the beds, we dust, et cetera. And we remove all the boxes. But to go back to, what do you want and what do you need? That 3D imaging, when I sit down with the client and they see it, they get a better realistic understanding of what can go. And then the job is after that is, what do you want to do with the stuff now that's left behind? And that's really the harder part. I just got off the phone yesterday that this family is has been collecting for forever, and the father, who is 87 years old, says, I don't want all my stuff to go into a dumpster. So, the children want to move the father into the independent living before they have to clean out the house. And so what I do with the family, once they've moved, is to say, please, have all your family come in and take what they want, and then tell me the charities of your choice that we could donate, the donatable items to. And then the last resort is then to put a dumpster out there and just get rid of the trash. We have to ready a house for sale or, whatever. But, there is a lot of items behind, and it's hard. I got to tell you, it's hard for me. It's hard for anybody, young or old.
Absolutely. And many of us, of course, keep things, thankfully not food beyond its expiration date, we hope, in the refrigerator. But we do keep things that, in a way, because they can't be used very well or efficiently, kind of spoil on their own terms, inanimate objects. And that could be just technology, hoarding things that don't work anymore, broken items. And we don't have to be, stars on the show hoarders to understand this, but I'm sure you've gone through homes and you'd say to yourself, my goodness, why did they keep that? My goodness, why do they still have that? So, in that spirit, what advice pre Caring Transitions appointment, years ahead or months ahead, can you give to people? Because people need to sort of get ready for you in advance, or you have a substantial job on your hands.
Oh, and you know what? That is a very good point. I actually do a 45-minute educational session called Decluttering is Liberating. And I'm doing one in Wallingford at the Y. And we've already had a lot of people signing up. But the biggest thing and the smartest thing to do is years and years before, and it's hard, is just to take baby steps. Okay. So Let's say you have a house or an apartment and you have a table that you always throw your mail on, and over time the mail just accumulates. When I say take baby steps, make it a habit to not do that anymore. Find a place for that mail. Or, everyone has a junk drawer and you open that junk drawer and you're thinking, holy bro, how did I get all that stuff in there? So, do small tasks first, because if you try to look at your entire house and say, I'm going to do it, you know what you're going to do? You're not going to do it. It's just too overwhelming. So what I try to teach people is start small, maybe, dedicate 10 minutes a day to the, 400 coffee mugs that you have, and say, am I going to use all those coffee mugs, or the 300 pens that you've collected over time, or paper clips. I had a one guy's house, must have had 10,000 paper clips, and he just kept. So and those are small things, but then there's very large things, like you said, shoe boxes. I'm going to save plastic bags or boxes, and these things accumulate, and you kind of end up being blind to them because either they're in a room that you don't see anymore, you've closed the door, or you walk by it every day and you just don't see it because it's just become a part of the house. So, as I said, start small, find a task that you want to achieve. Rome wasn't built in a day, so I tell people, you don't fail. Okay, even if you've cleaned out a small drawer or a table or the mugs, you've succeeded. That's called progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same thing too for clothing, and the same thing too for things that you think you're going to fit again, because our
Yes.
bodies tend to go up and down in some respect. You may not want to go back. I'm not suggesting that, throwing out the leisure suit or getting that donated was a bad idea, maybe back in the 90s or 10 years ago. But there are some things that you're just never going to wear again. And I think that's a good rule of thumb. People tend to hold on to clothing they cannot fit into, in the hopes they're going to fit into it, or it's out of style. And let's talk a little bit about how you gather with people. And I know you work with real estate agents, you work with
Right.
continuing care facilities. You do have a network yourself. You get these referrals,
Right.
but a lot of people are obviously not ready sometimes to have the first appointment. So if they're not wanting to sit down, mother or father doesn't want to leave the house, doesn't want to downsize. How do you break the ice with a family to make them move the whole process forward because of need?
Well, and that's a good question, but I'm going to go back to the clothes for 1 minute. Here's a tip. If you go out and you buy something new, take something out of your closet and donate it. Okay, one in, one out. To go to your next question, so I do a lot of networking. Chamber has certainly helped me get the word out about my business. I also go to a lot of networking events, senior networking events, just networking events across, Guilford and Brantford and Wallingford, Hamden, North Haven, et cetera. Just to get my name out, like I said, the education sessions. But people are reluctant. And again, because nobody wants to, feel like, they're getting older, or that they have to move out of their house of 60 years or 50 years, or even, divorcees, it's hard, or a college student. These are all major life transitions. Moving is the third most stressful behavior in the United States. Okay, so I try to make it as least stressful as possible. And I think part of that is my demeanor. I am a registered nurse. And so I've worked with people for a very long time in the hospital. I understand you have to be very, very empathetic. You have to listen more than you talk. And you have to understand what their goals are. And there's no pressure. And this is what I tell every single client, or potential client, there's no pressure. You tell me what you want to do. If you want to do a little piece or the entire job, that's all up to you. And so, I think that there's enough pressure in either moving downsizing, even aging in place, it's hard. And so, just by having that, I am, the owner, the operator, the saleswoman, the trainer, you name it. But, going out there and just talking to people and understanding what they need. A lot of also my referrals come from, like you said, realtors, but there are also senior placement authorities. There are, like I said, the senior centers, the Y libraries. So I could talk to people so they could prepare, like you said, years in advance. Even if they don't use my services, they are decluttering in preparation of one day moving. So.
Yeah. Well, I think also it's just like your own laptop or computer system. You clean out your files, you delete emails, you have a certain select amount of storage space. And the same thing for your home. You only have so much square footage to fill things up. And it's a great tip and a great idea. You buy something in the clothing line, get rid of something you don't want or don't wear anymore. And that's sage advice. So let's get to the point where, we actually are going through the house. We're taking a very brief tour of the house. You're taking notes. You're empathetic. You're listening very carefully to what people want. The process itself, the first conversation, how does that go?
So usually it's they call me because they have a need, or there's a couple, or there's one spouse and the other either has passed away or has dementia, or it's the children because their parents have passed away, or it's the divorcee. So they call me and I come. So the, like I said, the first consult is free. And actually, every time I talk to them, there's no charge at all. It's just I go in and just introduce my company, and I ask them, what are your goals? What do you want to achieve? And usually, just listening to them, and a lot of times, what I get is, I don't want to do this. This is very stressful. But I know that I have to move. I know that I have to downsize. So how can you help me? And that's when I go over just all my services. Like I said, just do you want to use, just you want me to just set up a mover for you? Do you want me to do the move and the resettling, the whole A to Z package? Do you want me to do the move, the resettling, and then what's left is you, would you like us to do the estate sale or the online auction? One house was a hoarder house. All she wanted me to do is to help sort, organize, and declutter the house. And that's really hard. Because that's years and years and years and of just gathering stuff. And I gave her a lot of credit that she recognized that there was a problem. So really, it's just me sitting there and listening to them and then working with them on achieving their goals.
Excellent. Well, if you'd like to have your goals achieved, if you're in transition yourself, this is, as you heard, the third most stressful event that you'll be undergoing, making that kind of transition. You can contact Karen, and the website, I think, is very well organized for Caring Transitions Guilford. So there's the website. We'd start with that and other ways that people can reach out to you. How can they get more information?
So yes, the website, and that's www.caringtransitionsguilford.com. They can also call me at 203-589-6562, or they can email me at kwarner@caringtransitions.com.
Excellent. Time to declutter. Time to transition. Thank you so much, Karen Warner. Caring Transitions and Guilford. We learned a lot. Thanks for being with us here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. And good luck.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.